Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. In this hour, sitcoms. Later on, we hear the Aldrich family from 1948, but right now it's My Favorite Husband. Lucille Ball's real first step into comedy before The Lucy Show. This episode first aired on CBS on October 21st, 1950, called Safe Driving Week.
Yes, it's the Gay Family Series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the town of Sheridan Falls, where the Coopers live, it's an average Wednesday morning. The traffic on Elm Street is fairly heavy. The cars are moving along about as usual. Except, wait a minute. Pull over to the curb. Here comes a woman driver. No, pull over to the curb, get out, and lie flat on the sidewalk. It's Liz Cooper.
Hey, lady, hold it there. Just a minute there.
Were you whistling at me, officer?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I was. Yes.
What for?
Guess.
Well, let's see. Oh, I know. You want me to buy some tickets for the policeman's ball.
No. Guess again.
You were just being friendly and wanted to say hello?
No, and you're getting colder.
Well, I give up. What did you want?
Well, I hate to be rude.
Oh, that's all right.
According to the law, when a driver intends to turn, he indicates the choice of his direction by a certain specific arm signal.
I know.
Then why didn't you make a signal?
I made a signal.
You signaled for a right turn and you turned left.
I know, but it's all right. I can explain.
Well, then, pray do.
Well, yesterday at this corner, I signaled left, and then I decided to go straight. So I had one coming. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It's perfect, perfect.
Well, then what's that you're writing?
It's a story for the Reader's Digest. On the most unforgettable character I ever met. Here's your ticket.
Yes, Mrs. Cooper.
Is Mr. Cooper home yet?
Yes, ma'am. He's in the living room.
Oh, dear. I wanted time to think up a good story.
What is it now?
A traffic ticket. What can I tell him?
Mrs. Cooper, why don't you just march in and tell him straight out what you've done?
You mean go in and tell him the truth?
Yes.
I never thought of that.
Why don't you try it?
I think I will. I was fresh out of alibis anyway. Wish me luck, Katie.
Hi, honey. Oh, when did you get home?
Oh, just a minute ago. How's my little husband?
Oh, fine. How about a kiss? Honey, I have something to tell you.
Oh, I have something to tell you, too.
Oh, but mine's so important.
Mine's important, too.
Yeah, but mine won't keep.
Mine won't either.
Look, this could go on all night. Now, let's decide. Which one's going to tell their news first?
Well, I think the prettiest one in the room should talk first.
Well, all right.
Well, as I was driving downtown...
This morning at the bank, I got a phone call.
I yield to the beautiful doll in the gray flannel suit.
Well, if you insist.
Go right ahead.
Honey, the greatest thing happened today.
What?
I got a call from the Chamber of Commerce, and I've been chosen as chairman of the Sheridan Falls Safe Driving Week. Now, what was your news?
My news?
Yeah. What were you going to tell me?
Well, I was just going to say, We're having dinner tonight.
Where?
Here.
We're having dinner at home. This is your news?
Dull, ain't it?
Oh, come on. Now, that isn't what you were going to say, is it?
Well, I'll get it. You wait there, George.
Did I hear the door?
Mrs. Cooper got it, Katie.
Oh, well, how'd you take it, Mr. Cooper?
Take what?
Mrs. Cooper's news about the traffic ticket.
What traffic ticket?
Well, didn't she...
Go on, Katie.
Oh, no, I... Mrs. Cooper,
That'll be all, Katie.
Yes, sir. I wonder if the employment office is still open.
Just a news boy. Let's go have dinner, George.
Just a minute, Liz. What was it you were really going to tell me?
I was going to tell you about something I learned today.
Oh?
Yes. George, did you know that the female crocodile lays 3,000 eggs a year?
No.
Ain't that interesting?
Oh, very. I learned something very interesting today, too.
What was it?
The female auto driver gets 3,000 traffic tickets a year.
Well, that's interesting. Who told you?
A little birdie.
That little birdie ought to keep her big beak shut.
It slipped out, and you should have told me yourself anyway.
Well, I was going to, George, but when you said you were elected chairman of Safety Week, I didn't dare.
I don't blame you.
George, how long does the drive last?
Until a week from Friday. They're having a big ceremony at the site of the new automobile club.
Oh.
And there's going to be a parade of all the drivers in town who haven't had an accident for 10 years.
Well, that'll be a short parade.
Look, Liz.
Huh?
Do you think you can possibly keep from getting a ticket while I'm chairman of this drive?
Oh, sure. I could leave the car in the garage.
Now, don't be smart. I'm very serious about... Hey, that's a good idea.
What is?
Leaving the car in the garage for the next week.
Oh, George, you wouldn't do that.
Well, it's a great idea. You suggested it yourself.
Oh, well, you mustn't listen to me. I'm mentally deficient.
Sorry, honey, it's all set.
Oh.
For the next week, the car remains in the garage, and the key to the garage will be in my pocket.
But, George, what am I supposed to do for a whole week?
Walk.
Walk?
Yes, you remember walking. You put your right foot out first, then your left foot, then your right foot.
All right.
Oh, come on, honey, don't be mad. I'll take you to a movie after dinner. There's a picture that reminds me of your driving.
What is it?
Panic in the Street.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it, Katie. It's probably Marge Van Tassel. I asked her to come over. Hi, Marge. Come on in here.
Hello, honey. I came over as soon as I could. What's this big project you want me to help you with?
Well, you know how George has had the car locked in the garage all week.
Yeah?
Well, I've got to get it out today.
But why today? The safety drive will be over tonight, and George will take the car out for you.
I know. And guess what he's going to find on the left front corner of the car?
What?
No fender. George doesn't know it, but I ran into someone.
Who?
I don't know. But somewhere in this world tonight, there's a car with 5 fenders.
Oh.
And, Marge, I just have to get it fixed.
What's your plan? Don't you have a duplicate key to the garage?
No. Oh, wait, of course. We used to keep one in this vase on the mantel. I'll bet he's forgotten all about it.
Well, get it out.
No key. What's this piece of paper? Well, of all the nerve.
What's it say?
Did you ever get fooled? Signed, George. He thinks he's so smart.
Well, speaking of the woman who's locked herself out of the house innumerable times, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Get a screwdriver. We'll take the garage door off.
Oh, dear. That sounds pretty drastic. Do we have to do that?
Well, we do, unless you think you can slip under the door.
Okay, then. I guess it's either take down the garage door or start hunting for a very thin, flat mechanic.
True or false? The United States finances most of the cost of the mutual defense program of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This is absolutely wrong, although it's a common misconception. Actually, our European allies spend $3 for each dollar supplied by the U.S. Every nation of the 15 making up NATO is the final judge of its own contribution, giving democratically and willingly to the common cause. Each in its own way, each according to its ability to contribute. That's how NATO countries operate this great force for peace.
As we look in on the Coopers once again, we find Liz and Marge Van Tassel in the backyard, gently removing the door from the garage.
We finally got the door off.
Yeah, but it's too bad we couldn't find a screwdriver.
Oh, well. The crowbar didn't splinter the door too much.
No, not too much.
On the way back from the repair shop, we'll look for a carpenter.
Yeah.
Well, let's hurry up and go. I have to get the car back before George gets home.
Okay.
And George thought he could put one over on me.
Ha! Well, what are we waiting for?
Marge, do you know how to start a car without a key?
No, Liz. What are we going to do?
What else? Give me that crowbar.
You can't use it on your car.
Oh, no, I guess not. There must be a way to start a car without a key. Let's get out and look under the hood.
That's a good idea.
Help me lift it up.
Okay.
It's a motor, all right.
It sure is.
Where's the,
Where's what?
Where's anything?
Who knows? So confusing. How can a mechanic know where to find anything?
Oh, they just guess. Hey, I wonder if this would start it.
What?
These 8 little wires running down to those shiny white things. Maybe I ought to pull them out.
No, no, Liz. I wouldn't pull anything out.
No, I guess not.
Look. I didn't know cars had these.
What?
Oh, right here in front. There's a little propeller.
Oh, Marge, that's not a propeller.
It isn't?
It's an electric fan.
Oh, well, what's it doing in here?
Oh, anybody knows that. When the mechanic's working on the motor, it keeps him cool. Oh. Seems to me I heard George say once he used to start cars by putting a piece of metal across some wires.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds silly, but it's worth a try. Now, what'll we use? Hand me a hairpin.
Oh, here.
Gee, it's dark down in here. I can't see very well.
Well, wait a minute. I'll light a match.
No, don't bother. I found some wires.
Are they connected to anything?
Oh, wait a minute.
I think so! Are you all right?
I can't hear you over the sound of the motor. Ah, the motor! It's running!
All right!
Jump in the car!
Okay.
We're off. Now, just a minute. How could I hit the garage doors when they aren't even on?
You ran over them.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to keep going. Gee, that was one of my best backing jobs. clear out of the driveway and into the street, and I didn't lay a wheel on one petunia.
Good for you, Liz. Well, what are we waiting for? Why don't you turn?
I can't.
Why not?
The steering wheel's locked.
Locked?
Yes, we've got the motor started, but I can't turn the wheel.
Oh, this is a fine mess.
Say, do you think if I got in back and you got in front, we could lift it around?
No, that's no good.
Well, we have to do something. Here comes a car.
I see it. I'll pull up so he can go in back of me.
No, he's going in front of you. Back up.
Okay.
No, he's going in back of you. Go forward.
Well, what's the matter with him? Over my quota.
Oh, what a nerve.
Hey, Marge, he really did us a favor.
What do you mean?
Look, he knocked the rear end around. Now we can drive down the street.
That's right. I guess every crumpled fender has a silver lining.
Sure, let's go.
Hey, off to the repair shop.
What are you stopping for?
We're faced the wrong way. The repair shop's in the other direction.
Well, turn around.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's right. The steering wheel's locked.
Well, we have a choice, Marge. We can back up 10 blocks or drive around the world.
I've seen you back up. It'd be quicker to drive around the world.
Never mind. We'll go forward and keep a sharp lookout for a garage. Marge, we're almost through town. Don't you see a garage yet?
Not a sign of one. I wonder how much longer we're going to have to drive like this.
Who knows? Just hope there's a good mechanic in Hong Kong.
Liz,
I see him.
Well, he's coming right at us.
Well, I can't move. He'll have to. I'm 3 feet from the left curve.
How did we get clear over here?
Well, it's not my fault. I'm driving in a straight line. It's the street that's crooked.
Oh, here comes a cop.
Oh, no.
Pull over to the curb, man. You hear me? Pull over to the curb.
I can't.
What?
Could you pull the curb over to me?
Stop that car.
Could you explain driving on the left side of the street?
I don't know. He'll never believe the truth.
Oh, it's too bad we aren't in England.
England. That's it.
What?
All right. Now, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, pip, pip, chitty-o. Hello there, Bobby.
Oh, it's you.
Righto, old chap. It's me, all right.
What are you doing driving on the left-hand side of the street?
Oh, blimey, I keep forgetting. This isn't England, is it?
No, it isn't, and you aren't English.
Oh, my dear fellow, I am. You can ask my friend, Lady Van Tassel. Tell him, lady, am I English?
Ooh, bravo. Please.
There you are, officer.
Well, all right, if you are so British, just... let's hear you sing the British anthem, huh?
British anthem?
Yes.
Certainly. You start, old girl.
No, you start.
Righto. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my dear.
All
I'll give you about 2 minutes to get that car over to the right side of the road.
But I told you I can't. I can't turn the wheel.
Oh, you women drivers. Oh, come on, get out. I'll pull it up to the curb.
But, officer, look, there's something I have to tell you.
I've heard enough of your phony stories. Get out.
Officer, believe me, don't try to move this car. Your motorcycle's right in front of us. And
now, I hope I know enough about driving to miss my own motorcycle. Now, will you please keep quiet and let me handle this?
Lady Van Tassel, I'd say we were in a bit of a nasty mess. What?
Woo, woo.
You know, Marge, it was too bad about that policeman. I felt sorry for him.
Oh, I did, too. I guess they get attached to those motorcycles.
Yeah, they must. The last time I looked back, he was holding the broken handlebars in his lap and crying like a babe.
Oh, he'll get over it.
What's everybody honking for?
Well, I don't know. The traffic certainly got heavy all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're all going in single file. Nobody's passing anybody.
Well, we must be in some sort of a parade.
Yeah, I wonder what kind... Oh, my goodness, Marge, you don't suppose it's George's parade, do you?
George's parade?
Yeah, the one he's reviewing. All the drivers in town who've driven 10 years without an accident.
Oh, it must be. Wait a minute. There's a reviewing stand ahead.
Where? I can't quite make... Ow! It's George.
We've got to get out of here. Turn the car around. Turn the car around.
What do you think I've been trying to do all afternoon, you big fathead?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marge. What'll I do?
Wait till the car ahead is out of the way and then speed past the stand.
Oh, I can't. There's a big excavation ahead and I can't turn.
That's where they're building the new auto club.
Oh, Marge, I can't let George see me. I'm going to stop.
Oh, you can't. What about the whole parade and back of us?
Well, they'll just have to wait till I figure this out. Now, what we can do... and tell me what you see.
I'm afraid. You look.
Okay. I see a wreck.
Just one?
Yep, just one. But it's 3 blocks long. There are very few drivers left in this town who haven't had an accident in the last 10 years. What's the matter?
Everybody's coming down off the stand.
Oh, dear.
The mayor, the chief of police, and George.
George, hold me out of here.
Well, madam, just what do you think you're doing? Liz!
I can explain everything, George.
Do your explaining later. Now, get that car out of here.
I can't, George. I can't turn it.
Oh, what are you talking about? Get out of the car. I'll do it.
But, George, that big hole in the ground is right ahead,
now,
and
we can't...
Now, keep
quiet. You've caused enough trouble.
George, listen to me.
You keep quiet, too, Marge.
What?
Get out of the car.
Well, all right.
George, please.
My favorite husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
My Favorite Husband, on Tuned to Yesterday from October 21st, 1950 on CBS. That was an Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast. You're listening to an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, and now on to the Aldrich family. At the point of this broadcast, it had been on NBC Radio for 9 years, part of their Thursday night lineup at 8, where nearly 16 million people were tuned into this broadcast from June 24th of 1948.
Jell-O Puddings present...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And here they are.
Just a taste of Jell-O Puddings, and believe me, you will know. They are made by famous... J-E-L-L-O.
And now for the Aldrich family. As summer arrives, everybody makes plans for a change of scenery. But a teenage boy needs no such change, for every new activity his impulsive mind touches on opens up new avenues toward trouble and excitement. It's Saturday morning, and the scene opens in the Aldrich front hall, where Henry is on the telephone.
Is everything all set, Homer?
Sure. I hope you like mustard sandwiches.
I love them.
With a little chili sauce.
Yeah? Are you bringing something to wash them down?
Sure. Fizz water.
Well, anyway, once we get out to McCorkle's Rocks, we won't care if we eat or not.
We won't?
I'll get my bike and come right over.
Well, look, why don't I come over there? I want to get out of the house.
Why?
My mother's on the warpath. Boy, wouldn't you know she'd pick the first decent day this year to decide the garage had to be painted?
Gee whiz, does she expect you to paint it?
Well, she's working on my father right now. But something tells me she'll be after me in a minute.
You mean your father's putting up an argument?
With my mother? Don't be crazy. He's pretending he's asleep.
Well, in that case, you better get out quick.
That's what I say. If I can just get past the breakfast dishes.
Gee whiz, Homer. I don't know why it is every time I plan something with you, some member of your family tries to throw a monkey wrench into things.
I'll get out, Henry. Don't worry. I'll be over there in 5 minutes.
Well, okay.
What's that, Mother? Hello, Henry.
Yeah?
I'll be right over, just as soon as I bring in the washing.
Listen, Homer, why do you let your family walk all over you like that?
Gee, I don't know.
Why don't you stick up for your rights?
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
I'll be there as soon as I bring in the washing.
Homer, I'm counting on you.
Sure. So long.
Goodbye.
Henry?
Boy. Yes, Mother?
What are you doing, dear?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, then please come out here and do the breakfast dishes.
Well... Mother, when I said I wasn't doing anything, I didn't mean I wasn't doing anything. I mean...
Henry, don't stand out there and yell.
I know, but...
Henry!
Father, is that you?
It is. And, Henry, do you see this package?
Sure, only I thought you went to the office, Father.
I started to, but... Henry, wait until you step outside.
What's outside?
Summer, my boy, summer. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. It's no day to sit in an office. Look here. Let me show you what I bought.
Gee, Father, what?
You'll see.
Seeds.
Yes, sir. Vegetables, flowers, enough for a whole late planting. And I've got another surprise for you.
You have?
I'm going to turn this entire day over to the garden and to you.
To me?
Well, I've been pretty busy this winter, son. I haven't been able to see as much of you as I would have liked.
I know, but
We're going to remedy that. You and I are going to spend one grand day working in our garden.
Today?
Yes, sir. We'll putter around in the sunshine and catch up on each other's news. Maybe top the whole thing off with a soda at the Haven's drugstore. How's that sound?
That sounds swell, Father. Only...
Only what?
Well, Homer and I... Well, gee, if I had any idea you were planning on...
Oh, you made some plans with Homer? Well, that's all right, son. I don't mind if Homer joins in.
Well, the only thing is...
Yeah?
Well, it's just that Homer was kind of looking forward to these other plans we've made.
Oh, I see.
Father,
That's perfectly all right, Henry. Naturally, I wouldn't force you to spend the day with me.
Father, I don't want you to think...
Please don't give it another thought. Just forget the whole thing.
Gee, what kind of seeds have you got there anyway?
Nothing at all, just the same old thing, and please excuse me.
But, Father, I'd be very interested in seeing them.
Henry Aldridge, I've never been so ashamed of you in my life. I just feel as though I've failed somewhere along the line as a mother.
You mean you've been listening?
Henry, do you realize that you spend practically 365 days a year with Homer Brown?
That's right.
And all that time, your father is out working his fingers to the bone so he can feed and clothe you and give you a good education.
Gee, Mother, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
Well, you did, dear.
Gee, what do you think I should do?
I'm sure I don't know. The whole thing is entirely in your own lap.
Mother, where are you going?
I'm going to leave you alone so you can think things over. Why, Sam, what are you doing out there?
I'm sitting, Alice.
Can't you find any place more comfortable than the stairs?
I don't want to be comfortable.
Now, Sam.
Alice, please go on with your housework.
But what are you going to do, dear?
I'll either go to the office or get a haircut. I haven't decided which. Oh, I'll answer the phone.
Thank you, Sam.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Will Brown.
Yes, Will.
Look, I only have a minute while Elizabeth's talking to the milkman. You doing anything today?
Not a thing.
What do you say we run out to Fletcher's Pond and get in some fishing?
Well, I had planned on working in the garden, but...
On a hot day like this? Break your back over a hoe and shovel?
Well...
When you could stretch out in the grass and watch the clouds roll by?
Will, you're 100% right. I don't know what I was thinking of. I'll be right over.
No, I'll come over there.
Huh?
Elizabeth's got a garage on her mind, and if I... here she comes.
What's that?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, Mr. By all means, I'll drop in at your...
What?
I'll drop in right away, and we'll sign the contracts on that deal.
What?
Goodbye.
Will, what are you talking about?
Father!
Will... Yes, Henry?
Father, I've been thinking it over in G. Let's go.
Let's go where?
Out to the garden.
Henry, why don't we just leave the garden for some other day?
Gee, Father, you don't have to pretend with me.
Huh? Well, look at it this way. The sun's boiling hot, and the first thing you know, you're breaking your back over a hoe.
Well, of course, if you'd rather not.
Oh, no, don't feel that. Well, I mean, naturally, what I want to do is work in the garden with you, of course.
Well, then, I guess it's all settled. I guess.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Listen, Henry, why don't you come right out and tell your father?
And break his heart, Homer?
Gee whiz, are we going to have to spend the whole day planting your garden?
Listen, Homer, can you casually look down at the other end of the garden without my father seeing you?
Sure.
What's he doing?
He seems to be having an argument of some kind with my father.
Yeah?
Listen, Henry, just tell me one thing.
What?
Do you really want to go out to McCorkle's Rocks with me? Because if you don't, just say so. I'll understand.
Sure I do, Homer. Sure I do. But first I have to think of some way to get my father occupied. Here, you be planting this row.
But if I'm going to spend the day working, I might just as well be home painting our garage.
Painting your... Homer.
What?
Homer, you're a genius.
Who, me?
Listen, I know how I can get my father to kick me out.
Yeah? Gee whiz, how?
Look at our garage, Homer. Isn't it a mess?
Now that you mention it, sure.
Well, all I have to do is get my father interested in painting it, and I'll be free.
I don't follow you, Henry.
Whenever he gets painting the garage, he always throws me out. That's one thing he'll never let me touch.
Why would you want to?
Why do you think? Because he won't let me.
But, Henry, where are you going?
To start the ball rolling.
Sam, all you have to do is come right out and tell Henry.
Tell me what, Father?
Nothing, Henry, not a thing. How's the garden coming along?
Just fine. How's your end?
We're getting there.
Well, look, Father, have you happened to notice our garage recently? Isn't it a sight?
Why,
don't you think it could use a coat of paint?
Why, yes, Henry, that's an excellent idea. Look at it, Will. Isn't it a sight?
It looks all right to me.
Will.
What?
You stay right here, Father. I'll go and get the paint.
You do that, son.
Sam, have you gone crazy?
Look, Will, this is our chance to get away and go fishing.
Yeah?
For as long as I can remember, Henry's wanted to paint the garage, and I've never let him touch it.
Is that right?
But today, Will, I'm going to let him paint the whole thing himself.
Well,
busy, Elizabeth. I'm glad you phoned.
Well, I won't keep you, dear. I just wondered if you had any large paintbrushes.
How large?
For painting a garage.
Oh, you're having your garage painted?
No, Alice. I'm painting it myself.
Really?
And I might even fall off the ladder and break my neck.
What's that?
And then perhaps they'll be sorry.
Who, Elizabeth?
Will and Homer. Honestly, Alice, those two would go to the ends of the earth to avoid a little work.
Well, are you sure they wouldn't do it for you, Elizabeth, if you asked them nicely?
Alice, dear, I've asked them nicely in every other way. Oh, well, men are all the same, I guess.
Well, I guess I'm pretty lucky.
Are you, dear?
Yes, it's quite a coincidence, but Sam and Henry are getting ready to paint our garage right now.
They are? Well, how long did you have to work on them?
As a matter of fact, I didn't say a word about it. They always seem to know what I want done without my even having to say.
Really? Well, of course, Homer and Will think a lot of me, too.
Oh, certainly.
I don't believe in judging a man by how much work he does around the house, do you?
Oh, of course not. And, Elizabeth, if you want to come and pick it up, I'd be glad to lend you a paintbrush.
All right. And, Alice, do you think people will talk if I come over in my overalls?
Behind the garage, son.
Well, Henry, have you got all the paint out?
Yes, sir, and here, Father. I thought you might like to start with this big brush.
Henry, I have a big surprise for you.
You have?
He sure has, Henry.
Yes, sir, you may keep it.
Keep what?
That brush.
Father, what for?
Well, I've been pretty unfair in the past, Henry, when you wanted to paint the garage. I realize that now, so you have my permission to go to it.
But...
Can't quite believe it, eh, son? Well, it's a fact.
But, Father, I can't be trusted with a paintbrush.
Well, who said so?
You said so.
I was wrong, Henry. You go ahead and enjoy yourself.
I know, but gee whiz.
I'm getting right out of your way and leaving you a clear field.
Hey, Henry.
And Homer can help you.
The paint's
already, Henry. Yeah, well, listen, Homer, I have something to tell you.
Did you see his face, Will? I don't think I've ever seen anybody so surprised.
I have to hand it to you, Sam. It worked like a charm.
Now I'll just dash in the house and grab my fishing tackle.
Okay.
I'll only be 5 minutes.
Say, these are pretty nice brushes. While I'm waiting, do you mind if I daub a little red trim around the door here?
Well, I don't mind if Henry doesn't.
Just a few inches here. I can't resist red paint.
Help yourself, Will.
Is that you, Sam?
Yes, Alice. Oh, I didn't know we had company. Good morning, sir.
What's that?
Why, Elizabeth. In those, with your back turned. I thought...
Elizabeth came over to borrow a paintbrush, Sam.
Oh, well, they're all out in the backyard. Excuse me. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, not too bad, Sam. I've been having a little trouble, though, with my... Well, I guess he's gone.
We might as well go out and get that brush.
Oh, yes, and I do appreciate your...
Elizabeth, what are you staring at? My goodness, what do you see out in the backyard?
Unless my eyes deceive me, I see my husband, Will, and my son, Homer.
Yes?
Painting your garage.
My goodness.
Excuse me.
Elizabeth, where are you going?
Will, down.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Homer.
Gee whiz, Mother, what are you doing over here?
Is anything wrong, Elizabeth?
Will, put down that paintbrush.
Put it down?
No, on second thought, keep it. You too, Homer. Now march, both of you.
March?
In which direction?
In the direction of our garage.
Listen, Mother, I'll come quietly, only gee whiz, let go of my ear.
Now march. Right, left, right, left.
After having made plans to go on a picnic with Homer, Henry was led to believe that his father wanted to share his company today. But actually, Mr. Aldrich is anxious to get away fishing with Will Brown. As a result of their efforts to get away from each other, each has lost his partner. It's just after lunch, and the scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Do you think you should be whittling in the living room?
I'm being careful, Father. Besides, what else is there to do?
You have a point there.
It isn't that I'm not enjoying your company, Father.
Oh, of course. It's grand having this day together.
Sure. How's business? Had any interesting cases lately?
Yes, but... they're rather complicated. You wouldn't understand.
Oh.
How's school?
It's fine. It's all over. Did you know the baseball team tied Abbott City last week?
Yes, that's too bad.
Too bad? I guess you didn't hear me, Father. They tied.
Yes,
but... It's the closest we've come to winning in 2 years.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Gee, do I feel sorry for Mr. Brown and Homer painting their garage. They don't have any rights at all.
Apparently not.
Wouldn't you think on a nice day like this, Mr. Brown would let Homer go out in the woods if he wanted to?
You certainly would. What was that you said about going out in the woods?
That's what Homer and I planned on doing today.
But I thought you wanted to stay around home.
Father, it was you who wanted to do that.
No, I want to go fishing.
You do? Well, gee whiz, Father, why didn't you say so? I love fishing.
Well, say, what are we sitting around here for? Let's go.
Sure, boy, I'll go and get my pole.
I'll dig some worms and then...
Oh, Sam!
Henry and I are going fishing, Alice.
Today?
Sure.
And are we going to have fun?
Sam, you must be joking.
What do you mean?
Well, my goodness, you certainly can't walk out and leave our backyard in the state it's in.
What's the matter with it?
With a garden half dug up, packages of seeds all over the place, and what's more important, the garage half painted.
Alice, we'll paint the garage tomorrow.
Why can't you go fishing tomorrow?
Because the paper says it's going to rain.
Well, dear, how can you paint the garage in the rain?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I'll answer the phone. You two stay right there.
Father, why don't we stick up for our run?
Hello?
Alice, this is Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
I just called to tell you how nicely things are going. Honestly, I'm so pleased.
Really?
I wish you could see what a good time Homer and Will are having.
Well, what are they doing?
Painting the garage. I've been watching them from the window. Will's painting one side and Homer's painting the other, and I've never seen them so engrossed in anything.
Well, isn't that nice?
Sam and Henry painting your garage must have set a good example.
Sam and Henry?
Yes. How did you ever train them to be so helpful, Alice?
Why, well, I believe in taking the bull by the horns.
Yes.
And when I have a problem to face, I feel the only thing to do is, well, face it.
Oh, that's so true, Alice.
Would you excuse me now, dear?
Of course. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Sam!
What is it, Alice?
Please come here.
Father, just take the bull by the horns.
Yes, Father. Yes, I will. Now listen, Alice.
Now listen, Sam. You listen to me.
Homer.
Yes, Mother.
How's the painting coming along, dear?
Why, fine, Mother. But don't bother coming over.
I thought I'd come and see how you were getting along.
Well, listen, Mother, you wouldn't...
Homer Brown.
I'm going to paint over it.
Do you mean to say you spent an entire hour playing tic-tac-toe with perfectly good paint?
Not entirely. I painted the strip along the bottom.
And what's this over here?
What's what?
This heart with Agnes Loves Homer printed inside. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself, smearing a thing like that all over the garage.
But, Mother, she said she didn't care if the whole world knew it.
Where's your father?
He's around the other side.
Wait till he sees this. Will!
But, Mother, I'm going to paint over it.
Will!
What do you want, Elizabeth?
I want to tell you what your son's been doing.
Look, Elizabeth, why don't you run along in the house?
Since you apparently weren't interested enough to... Will Brown!
Now, look, Elizabeth.
May I ask whose artwork this is?
Mine.
Oh!
But don't get excited. I'm going to paint over them.
What are they?
Smallmouth bass. This one here's a guppy.
Oh, honestly, Will, I don't know what to say to you.
Now, look, do I tell you how to do your housework?
But these horrible fish, what will the neighbors think?
I'll have them filled in before the neighbors even see them. Besides, it's nobody's business but my own.
But, Will...
If a man has to work, there's no law that says he can't enjoy himself, is there?
All right, Will, go ahead and do it your way. But don't expect another meal in this house until that garage is painted properly.
Don't worry, Elizabeth.
Father.
Yes, Homer?
Father, can I have another can of paint?
What happened to all the paint we had in the garage?
We used it.
You mean to say we haven't any more?
I guess not. Say, those are pretty good submarines.
Well, come on. We'd better get down to the paint store and get some.
I'll say.
What do you mean, submarine? Henry, hold still.
How can I?
Well, lean back against the garage.
But the turpentine's running down my face and it stings.
Well, that's unfortunate, but I either have to scrub your head or cut your hair off. Now, take your choice.
Scrub.
All right. Hold still.
Gee, what time is it?
It's 2:30. It's no use, Henry. No matter how fast we paint, we won't get any fishing done today.
Unless there was some way to speed things up.
For example?
Well, look, did I tell you about that swell gadget I saw in Springer's Hardware?
No, what is it?
It's a paint sprayer. You take the fan belt off of your car, see, and attach the sprayer, and boy, you can paint a whole house in 4 hours.
You can?
Sure. What are you doing, Father?
Taking the fan belt off. Then we'll walk down to Springer's and look at one of those things.
Do you mean it, Father?
Hey, just hand me that wrench, please.
Sure, and then I can go hunt up my fishing pole.
Will! Homer! There's no use hiding. I'll find you. Oh, for goodness. Hello?
Elizabeth, this is Alice.
Yes, Alice.
This is a little embarrassing, Elizabeth, but are Henry and Sam over there?
No, they aren't. And neither are Will and Homer.
You mean they've disappeared, too? Well, that settles it.
Settles what?
I know very well where they've gone, Elizabeth, the whole four of them.
Where?
Fishing, out at Fletcher's Pond.
Alice, they wouldn't dare.
They've been talking about it all day, and if I know anything about men, that's where they are.
I can't believe it.
What sort of condition is your garage in?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Well, ours is the same. And do you know how I feel, Elizabeth?
How?
If we let them get away with this, we'll never be able to do another thing with them.
I'll do whatever you say, Alice. You're so good at managing them.
All right, I'll be right over with a car to pick you up.
But where are we going?
Out to Fletcher's Pond and take the bull by the horn.
In the house, Will.
The only thing is, I should be getting home. Only I don't dare.
Well, come on in for a few minutes. You can explain to Elizabeth how we ran into each other down at the hardware store.
Yeah, but how am I going to explain that I can't find any of the right color paint?
Well, just stand up for your rights, Will. Tell her you'll finish painting the garage next week.
Yes, but you haven't seen what I painted on the... Oh, well, I never liked our neighbors anyway.
Father, I've been all through the house and Mother seems to be out.
She is? Sit down, Will. Why don't I make some lemonade and we'll all relax for a while?
That'd be great.
Henry, go make some lemonade.
Homie?
Father, you mean we don't have to go home?
Not right away.
Did Mother say so?
I said so.
You, Father?
Gee, I sure wish they'd had one of those paint sprayers left.
Henry, let's not talk about paint. Let's enjoy ourselves while we can.
Say, Father.
What?
Didn't you leave your car in the driveway when we went down to the hardware store?
Yes, of course.
Well, look out the window. It's gone.
Good heavens, you don't suppose your mother took it, do you?
Sure, that's probably it.
But I took the fan belt out. She won't get 10 miles with it.
Is that the phone?
I'll answer it.
How about that lemonade?
Hello?
Let me speak to Mary. Wait a minute. Who is that?
Alice, is that you?
Sam, aren't you... Are you at home?
Of course I'm at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you?
I'm calling from a roadside stand out near Fletcher's Pond.
You're where?
And, dear, I don't know quite how to tell you, but there seems to be something wrong with the car.
Oh, is that so? Alice, what did you do to it?
I didn't do anything. Elizabeth and I were just driving along, and it got very hot inside, and then the whole thing started smoking.
Now, look, Alice.
Before you get angry, Sam, I give you my word I didn't race the motor. And I know I put the emergency brake off before I started.
I see. Well, we'll discuss that later.
Yes, Sam. And do you think you and Will could come out and get us?
Yes, I suppose we'll have to. But on our own terms, you understand.
Yes, Sam.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. And thank you.
Will, boys!
Yes, Sam?
Yes, Father?
Collect your tackle, everyone. We're going fishing.
Gratitude, Henry. That's gratitude for
now
you.
Now, listen, Homer.
If you don't want to go over to Agnes's for dinner tomorrow, okay.
Well, gee, Homer.
Only I happen to know they're having Jell-O butterscotch pudding for dessert. And I guess they'll be glad to have me eat your dish of it, too.
Now, wait a minute, Homer.
Yes, better change your mind in a hurry about that invitation, Henry, because you never tasted anything better than Jell-O puddings.
hoping you'll be in your living room and ours when we get back from our vacation on September 30th. Until then, a happy summer to all of you from all of us. Goodbye, folks, until September 30th.
Jackie Kelton Homer is written by Patricia Jondry and Del Dinsdale, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are Hal Jameson and Catherine Ross. And this is Dwight Weist in New York saying, the Aldrich family was brought to you by Jell-O Pudding.
Just a taste of Jell-O Puddings, and believe me, you will know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again Thursday, September 30th, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich family. Remember the date, September 30th, and goodbye till then. Starting next week at the same time, listen to the Armed Services Review starring Burgess Meredith, with Irving Berlin, Marlena Dietrich, and Herb Schreiner as guest stars.
The Aldrich Family, on Tuned 2 yesterday from June 24th, 1948, an NBC episode. And that wraps up this hour of sitcoms on Tuned 2 yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeBeaunier. Thanks for tuning in.